أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 27 of Surah Al-Kahf, terminating the incident of Ashab Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the number of years that the Ashab Kahf remained in the cave. But before that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about their numbers. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made it clear, فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Two things Allah Ta'ala said, do not create superficial arguments. That you have superficial knowledge, you do not have the real and genuine knowledge. And what is the real and genuine knowledge? That knowledge that came from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Don't ask others about things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not revealed, because you are not going to get guidance. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, what should we do? وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ, and recite what has been revealed upon you, O beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ, from the kitab of your Rabb, that is the Quran Sharif. The very beginning of the surah had begun with regards to the qualities of the Quran. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi alkitab wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja qayyima. Two things, that this kitab, there is absolutely no crookedness, no deviation, and this kitab is straight. In other words, it is exactly that path that will lead you to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here and again, when we speak about the fitna of Dajjal, when you speak about the surah being a protection from the fitna of Dajjal, one very, very great protection will always be turning towards the kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not only reciting the Quran, but also understanding the ahkam and the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, following the laws of Allah, and above all, to create that love and that muhabbat for the kitab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. La mubaddila li kalimati. There will be no one, there will be nothing that will change the kalima, the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No one can alter any word in this kitab. No one can add any word into this kitab of Allah. No one can deduce, nobody can take away, nobody can create any word that is taken out of this kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as a matter of fact, no matter how much one may try, no one can change the interpretation of this kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. La mubaddila li kalimati. When this Quran, when this kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so potent and it has this quality that Allah Ta'ala protects it, then why should we not turn towards the Quran and earn the protection of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. From the beginning of the incident, Allah Ta'ala showed that these were the people that had gone for the protection of the iman. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying, besides Allah Ta'ala, you will not find any refuge, you will not find any protection. Like how Allah Ta'ala protect Ashab-e-Kahf, that is how Allah will protect anyone that wants to protect the iman for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So besides Allah, there will be never ever any other refuge but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.